Chrissie Hynde is always searching for inspiration, musical and otherwise. Musically, she traveled to Sweden for Stockholm, her last album. That was her first ever solo album that she recorded with Björn Yttling of Peter Bjorn and John. And now she's gone to Nashville to record her new album Alone with Dan Auerbach of the Black Keys. We'll talk with Chrissie Hynde after this performance live on stage at World Cafe Live of the title track, Alone. Yeah, the Pretenders are back with an incredible new album, and that was that is the title track Alone. But Chrissie Hynde, that was going to be the title track even before it was called Alone. Isn't there a line in there about autographs?
Oh yeah, that was Dan. Well, first of all, the album is made with Dan Auerbach in his studio in Nashville with his team. But it, you know, it's still me, and
so
I had, I still had something to do with it, and it sounded like a Pretenders record. So I would like to think more in terms of the fact that Dan Auerbach has been an honorary Pretender at some point. So, and he's coming back to do some more stuff with us.
Oh, that's good. Mm-hmm. That's good.
Yeah, at one point he wanted to call it Chrissie Hynde Practices Her Autograph, and I thought he was just having me on, but I kind of went along with him, and then I realized that he was being serious, and I thought, well, you guy's kind of nuts, but, you know, that's why he is who he is. And then we changed it when we decided to make it a Pretenders album.
When did you get to know him? Does it have it? Is it the Akron connection? Or
I met him in Akron, maybe, but I mean, I met his dad before I met him, I think. His dad's my age, although I feel that Dan's older than me. He's got this kind of, have you had him on the show?
Oh, my God, yes.
Yeah.
I've been to Akron to interview him there before he moved
Amazing.
To Nashville.
Yeah.
And he's a great guy.
Yeah, and he's got a real timelessness in his whole sensibility about music. He really sees a record in terms of a vinyl 12-inch side one and side two. And that's how he thinks. And that's really useful when you're putting a package together. It doesn't get too flabby and get out of control. And, you know, you really get succinct in your...
12 songs, the perfect length, side one, side two.
It's actually 11 and one extra one,
right.
Which is in fact, we weren't even going to include that song. We thought it was a little the odd one out, and then radio went with it, so more fool us.
Well, that was my question, because it's not on the lyric sheet. Holy Commotion is what we're talking about.
Yeah.
And did it come later, or you just didn't think it fit?
No, we had it. In fact, it was a song I wrote with Bjorn Yitling, who I did the Stockholm album with. And I called him, and I said, hey, have you got any other, you know, leftovers hanging about? And he sent me that. Actually, Bobby Gillespie from Primal Scream was writing it with him. And, you know, I loved it, so I sort of claimed it for myself. But when we listened back, because Dan's such a stickler and such a geek about it, and he's absolutely correct, an album should really be 11 tracks. So we were trying to figure out which was the odd one out, and we just left that one off. And then when the album was ready to go, all the radio were using that track, and we thought, that's weird, it's not on the album.
Don't you hear that over and over throughout the years, the track that nobody thought was going to be anything turns out to be the big hit?
I haven't had that many big hits, but certainly tracks that I've wanted to put out as singles, which are more the rockers.
Right.
Sometimes I've been sort of voted down, which doesn't always happen. But, you know, even for a, you know, you probably think I always get my own way. But not when other people don't have the confidence in something. It's very easy to lose it yourself and think, oh, maybe you're right.
Huh, that's interesting. I want to go back to Alone, though, because Alone is the title of the album. Alone, a really powerful song about being alone and the virtues thereof.
The Alone song was written when I was in the studio, probably the first day with Dan and these guys, and I really didn't know them very well. They were probably talking about what they'd done on the weekend with their families or their wives or something. And I said, oh, I go to the cinema on my own, and I live alone, and I go to restaurants alone, and mainly I just do most of my... That's all the stuff you guys are talking about I do on my own. And Dan pointed at me and goes, write a song about it. So, again, I wouldn't have even thought about... I'd love to claim the credit because I've had a good response to the song because, like you say, people usually... It doesn't seem like a theme that's very well represented in songwriting. And I've had an amazing response. I mean, this song is really about a loser like me who lives alone, is on their own, and just does it. But... And in fact, the woman in the song, who happens to be me, she ends up in a graveyard talking to someone,
right,
and reading his epitaph. And that's a real epitaph that I've seen many times in graveyards in England, of which I hang out in a lot, because you can be alone.
That's right. And of course, the opposite of alone is being lonely. So, and there are a lot of songs about being lonely. That's for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's a little tongue-in-cheek, I suppose, you know, saying you like being alone. But there is something about making your own decisions and not having to always be in a team. Anyway, you know, I've got used to it, so.
There you go. Well, you have Alone and then you have I Hate Myself. Now, where did that come from? Where did that?
Again, that was a song that I don't know. The thing with songs are, I mean, it sounds so pretentious talking about the way that I'm sure everyone says that, you know, the method of writing.
Right.
That was just one knocking around in my head, probably from years of waking up and saying, I hate myself. And when you have a consistent theme like that, eventually it's kind of easy to sneak it into a song because it's rattling around in your head. And, you know, in case you're wondering, I don't particularly hate myself, probably not any more than anyone else hates themselves. But I think, you know, that extra slice of cake, that extra drink, the extra line, the extra guy, the extra, you know, whatever it is. A lot of people wake up with a bit of self-loathing. You know, you have to, don't you?
Absolutely, absolutely. Let's listen to this version on stage of I Hate Myself, the Pretenders' new album called Alone.
I hate myself for being jealous. I hate myself, I hate myself, I hate myself for things that you don't see. I hate myself, I hate myself, I hate myself for using other fellas. I hate myself. to blindside you to get inside of me. Believe me, I'm not saying that I'm proud to sabotage and derail your scene. I shouldn't want to say some things out loud, but everybody does it, and you know what I mean. I hate myself, I hate myself for backing the wrong horse. I hate myself, I hate my phony masquerade of blue. I hate my phony reckless self-destruction course. And come in last conceding best to you. And
hey, let's do that again.
So take my hand to the witness stand. I expect the worst, my heart is gonna burst. So validate me, hate me where it hurts. I hate myself, I hate myself. I guess I'm just too smart. I hate myself, I hate myself in body and in mind. I hate myself, I hate these perversions of the heart. I hate myself up front, I hate myself from behind. And if on Judgment Day I'm told to make my way to take up lasting residence downstairs, I'll look to see if others who backstab their own brothers got a lighter sentence, showing mercy and repentance. I hate myself, I hate myself, I hate myself, I hate myself. I hate myself, I hate myself, I hate myself. I hope that you do too. I hate myself, I hate myself, I hate myself. But most of all, I hate myself, hating you.
Live on stage at World Cafe Live, an amazing performance from the Pretenders, and we're talking with Chrissy Hynde about this new album and these wonderful songs. As you said, you kind of made this alone with Dan Auerbach and this amazing musicians that hang out at Easy Eye's studio in Nashville. When you got back on the road, you had to add Martin Chambers, because he's the remaining Pretender.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I have gone out over the years without Martin at other times, and that's always for reasons known only to myself, you know, where I have to get a certain sound or a certain feel or a certain, you know, it's just things. You have a long relationship with someone, and I think if you look at anyone who's in any band, Dan Auerbach, perfect example. you know, the Black Keys, really successful. They have a great formula, a great sound. Patrick's a great drummer. He has a, but you know, Dan goes off and does stuff with other people because I think particularly as a songwriter and as a singer, you need new, fresh blood sometime. You need to feed off of something that inspires you because you start getting used to something. And when you're used to something, it's like domesticity. It's the enemy of the artist. You know, you can't get too comfortable because there's no point in, there's no edge left. So
totally, totally. I saw you many years ago, and I was really impressed. How do you like the touring? Does the waiting get to you?
Well, there's another song on the album called You Gotta Wait, which is all about this constant waiting. I mean, when you're on tour, the whole thing is waiting. You're waiting to get a schedule. You're waiting in between the sound check. You're waiting for the... So there's more waiting. The only actual event lasts about an hour and 15.
Right.
For my money. More than an hour and 15 is wasted on me. But the thing about being on tour that... I guess it's different for everyone. It certainly isn't for everyone. People always ask me, well, don't you want to be back home sleeping in your own bed? And I'm thinking, that's the last place I want to be. I like just the feeling of moving, like being on a bus, not so much in a car. I like being on a train. But maybe that's all part of it. Some people like that feeling and other people don't.
You recently put out your autobiography. And what is it like for you to, do you like to look back? Was it a difficult thing to do? How did it feel?
I think it's a thing of age where you get to a certain point and it's a way of sort of turning the page once and for all so you can move forward. And when you're doing something in a public capacity like I'm being interviewed now,
right.
it's not something that everyone experiences in their daily life very often where they're always, so someone like me, I have to answer a lot of questions about things I've done and most people don't have to do that. So, you know, almost you want to clear the deck and not talk about it anymore. And also, I think for a lot of people, they want to put their story right. It wasn't like that with me so much. I think I just wanted to, you know, kind of get it out of the way more.
This is a big question, but what you seem really happy now. You seem really happy being on stage. The things you've been doing of late, going back to the last solo album, all that, it just seemed to be falling into place. Did you think about when you were happiest in your life when you were writing?
No, I've never thought about that.
Hmm.
I think that's changes from day to day.
Right.
And I think, I can't speak for most people, but, you know, this is a conversation you have with a lot of people. And people go up and down. You might wake up not feeling very good. And 45 minutes later, you might be in a...
Changes like the weather. Okay.
Exactly.
Okay. We were talking about the natural close of this album, and you closed the show in pretty much the same way. But this is a great song, which I want to know where it's from because it's not yours. It's called Death Is Not Enough.
A friend of mine, Marek Remicheska, is a songwriter and sort of a classically trained pianist. And he's written things. He's never been in a band, and certainly not one that I know of. I mean, but he's done music consistently since I met him about 30 years ago. And then he made an album with an English producer called Robin Miller, who's quite a well-known producer. And Robin, they made about 100 copies of it and sent it out to people with a sort of cover letter from Robin saying, you know, Merrick's never really had a break, and I really wanted to do this with him. And I said, just write what you're feeling. And, you know, it was kind of Robin trying to get him in the studio. So I got a copy of this and listened to it. And there was this one track on there. When Dan and I agreed to do something, I sent it to him, and he goes, this song is a classic. And I think anyone who writes songs, as soon as they hear that song, they know that's... Although we didn't do a classic version of it today, that was... But it is a great song.
So, yeah, let's go back to the stage at World Cafe Live and listen to this version of Death Is Not Enough.
Good night, oh my sweet love. Let me cover your heart with a rose. Sleep tight, my deceived love. Well, you saw only thorns, I suppose. It's Funny how you look so peaceful. No more anger, no more tears. And on your cheek I saw a single tear. I'm the one to mellow you. Forever I will cherish you. Hold your hand and pull you through. When the going gets too rough, I'm the one to mellow you. Break the spell that's killing you. I'm so willing just to see you through. Cause death is not enough. Cause death is not enough. Good night, oh my sweet love. Let me shine the light of a million loves on you. It's funny how we made some sense of it, but the world is just a joke. I promise you I know it's gone and broke. I'm the one to mellow you. Hold your hand and pull you through. When the going gets too rough, I'm the one to mellow you. Break the spell that's killing you. I'm so willing just to see you through. I'm the one to mellow you. Forever I will treasure you. I'm so willing just to see you through. Death is not enough. Cause death is not enough.
Thank you.
Death is not enough, a song that my guest today, Chrissy Hynde, did not write, one of the few on Alone, the new album. And there are, and you did this, I mean, if you go back to Stockholm, certainly, you've been co-writing more than you ever did.
Absolutely, yeah. Well, in Stockholm, I co-wrote everything, because I went over to meet Bjorn, who I didn't really know, but we met in passing and agreed we'd like to try something. And I had to go there about 10 times, because I had to keep flying there from London, because he could only work about 3 days in a row, because he has other projects on. And Jocki Åhlund, who I also wrote a couple songs with. And I got there and said, look, I don't have a notebook. I didn't have picked up a guitar for a year. I have no ideas. I'm coming with nothing. And we just started writing songs every day. And I thought, well, this is fun. It's kind of more fun, actually, sometimes writing with someone else than doing it on your own.
And then getting it done right away, because you're in the studio, right? I mean, then you get to realize
Correct.
It. Yeah. All that. Did you bring songs to this? Did you bring up?
For the most part, I did. I called Dan about a month before we were going to go in. I said, man, I've only sang about 8 songs. I don't even have enough. And he goes, that's the least of my worries. Okay. I mean, the guy's just, you've met him. I mean, he's like super, super chill. He doesn't, nothing bothers him.
And then there's Holy Commotion, the one with Bjorn Yttling. This is a Pretenders album. When you listen to it, and when I first put Alone on, I went, wow, this it's powerful. It's got all this stuff that the Pretenders have. But you're right. Hats off to Dan, because Dan really corralled these people.
He did.
So this is Holy Commotion live on stage at World Cafe Live.
Your face. walls come tumbling down, and the love shines all around, and the dogs of war come around. No more, no more rape or torture or mutilation. One love, one life.
Holy Commotion, a song that has been doing pretty well for the Pretenders, and with good reason. A great one from Chrissie Hynde and company. And it's great to see you again. It's great to hear this record.
Thank you.
Chrissie Hynde, our guest, and we'll be back in a moment here on the World Cafe.
Good to see you, too.